do you support this line of scientific study?
Look, I do, and I have been engaged in this issue at federal government level since early in 2011, and particularly from June, where I put out my first statement on coal seam gas and my concern about it. And I had asked the minister to explore what powers he had under the Environmental Protection and Biodiversity Act so that the Commonwealth could play a greater role. And I know a lot of people want the Commonwealth to take over. It's just not that easy because it's primarily with the states. But I was exploring that with them. This agreement that's come out towards national partnership, I was engaged in that process, particularly with the advisors who were working on it. And so I understand what we're doing and I support it. I equally am deeply concerned about coal seam gas in our area. What I've done is written to the minister and asked him to forward that letter to the independent scientific expert committee to ask that the Northern Rivers be considered as a priority area for assessment under the bioregional assessments. And my primary concern has been water, obviously productive land and farming land, but really deeply concerned about water. I've read the National Water Commission, the comments and the statements that they put out on coal seam gas, and it had indicated the precautionary principle, you know, if in doubt, basically don't do it. Not that they said that, but that was definitely, you know, what I read in there. And it's just the quantum of water and the quality of water. So I want us assessed particularly with scientifically around the water issue.
Well, Rob Oakeshott said to Miranda Saunders as well that there was another half a dozen sites nationally that would come online as part of this scientific study, which he believes somewhere on the north and mid-north coast. Do you know if this region is going to be some of these half a dozen sites that will be coming on soon?
Look, I don't know, because that really is with that committee. We can have our wish list, as I do, and in the strongest terms I've written and asked for that. And I want people in our area to lobby for that. You know, please contact me and add your voice to that request so that they look at us. Because we do have the conflict already with, well, you know, 700 people at a meeting last night. The first one I went to at the Lismore Workers Club had about 200. That was last year. And the opposition is just growing. And we don't feel that we're getting open, correct information from the mining industry.
What happens if as we just heard then, that these scientific studies can show that coal seam gas operations can run in a way that isn't going to be in conflict with the environment or agriculture?
Well, what happens is we then have the discussion and debate about where and if it might take place. But without that baseline scientific information, it makes it very difficult to say yes or no. At the moment, we're saying no, and that's what I'm going with because of my concern and too many questions unanswered.